It can be right where you are. It'll start right where you are. I don't care if you're so far out of the will of God, they got to pump daylight to you. God has a way of getting His plan working in your life.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
No matter where you are in life, you can start fresh with God today. On the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas as they conclude this week's teaching, When the Plan of God Becomes Bigger Than the Storm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And all last week, all this week, we've been here at our place in Southwest Arkansas. And we're so glad you could come and enjoy this place along with us. The important thing that should be so apparent to you by now is that anybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, it was never God's plan for you to be in prison. That wasn't His plan.
No.
That was the devil's plan for you.
That's right.
You can believe God right where you are. I don't care if you're stuck away in the penitentiary somewhere. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost. You don't understand what I did. No, I understand what Jesus has done. I don't care what you did. What He did is greater than what you could have ever done. So now you just open up to Him and all His blood, all His forgiveness, all His name, all of that will separate you from the plan of the devil. And God has a place like this planned for you. It depends on how He created you. I know some guys that have, it's just their thing that they're just born to do certain things.
They'd rather live in a skyscraper
than
out in the country.
Yeah, so, but God has a place of peace for you.
Hallelujah.
You can start out with it being right there in the penitentiary.
That's right.
But if you'll stay with Him, He'll fix it for you. And it can be right where you are. It'll start right where you are. I don't care if you're so far out of the will of God, they got to pump daylight to you. God has a way of getting His plan working in your life. And don't forget about heaven, because this little dab of life that we're spending here is the shortest time you will ever spend in eternity.
Amen.
I don't care if you live be your full lifespan of 120 years. That is tiny compared to eternity. Whoa! And you talk about a laughing place, partner.
Praise
we got
God.
One. But God will help you right where you are. Amen. Now.
And we'll help them. We'll send material.
Absolutely.
Free material.
And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it doesn't have to be a bad place. You can be setting up in an ivory tower somewhere. You don't know whether to jump out or what to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And you may be in a worse prison than that guy is. But God has a way if you'll do
and
what Jesus did and said, God, lo, or look, I have come to do Your will, Your
Amen.
Plan, O Lord,
Amen.
In the volume of the book. Whatever You say I am,
Praise.
I am. Whatever You say I can do, I can do. And I can do all things through the anointing that strengthens me in
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Put His word first, please. Amen. Now, let's go back over to the book of Hebrews. We talked about yesterday Ephesians 5:17, Philippians 2:13, Ephesians 1:9, Colossians 1:1, that the mystery of God and His will has already been revealed to us by His Spirit. Whether you know it or not, it's revealed to you, and by faith you can receive that revelation. That will is in you now. It is not a mystery to you. It's a mystery
Praise
to the
God.
World. But the mystery of Christ in you, our hope of glory, or the anointing in you, the hope of God, is in there. So all it takes is faith, and revelation begins to come. You get in the Word. You get into meeting. You keep the Word playing to you all the time, and you begin to confess it. I have revealed to me the plan of God. And all of these words that we're reading here. Now, in the book of Hebrews, let's go on over here to the 13th chapter. The 10th chapter we read where Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, to do your plan, O God. So what did Jesus pray? I come to do your will, O God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, God's will for him was to get crucified. No, it was God's will for me that he get crucified. To do what? To get back that plan that God had in the Garden of Eden, brother. Hell is not my home. Amen.
Amen.
Here on earth or there either one.
That's right.
Now, 13th chapter. Oh, son, you got to hear this. You remember it says right here in this 13th chapter that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Mm-hmm. Translate the word Christ there. It's anointed. Amen. Jesus anointed yesterday, today, and forever. But Jesus anointing is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the Almighty God.
Praise God.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, aren't we the body of Christ? My God, I'm about to run here. I don't preach myself happy. We're the body of that anointing. We carry that anointing. It is not, it's not inferior to Jesus. It is joint heir with him.
Praise
yeah,
God.
It's his spirit. It's his name. It's his blood. But we're his.
Amen.
And we're in the plan, and the plan is in us.
Hallelujah.
Now, you believe that? Yes,
yes,
amen. Say yes, Brother
yes.
Coleman. Yeah, amen.
I believe
all
it.
All right. Well, if you believe that, whoa, wait till you get this. Hang on here a second. Let me get back over here. Same chapter, same 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 5. Let your manner of life be without covetousness. Be content with things such as you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's where your contentment is. It's not just to be content and be broke. That isn't what he said. Be content in him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and he'll add all these things to you.
That's right.
But you can go get all of these things, and you're still not content if you're not content in him.
Exactly.
So now, you so that we boldly say, the Lord's my helper, I'll not fear what men can do to me.
Praise God.
Now, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and
forever.
Now you're ready to read the 20th verse.
Hallelujah.
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. Who? The God that raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. He's not the God of turmoil. He's not the God of unrest. He's not the God that wants to just beat you down with his old will that he wants you to do something you don't want to do. No, he's the God of all peace.
Praise God.
That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
to whom be the glory forever.
Glory.
I rest my case.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
That's
to
more
God.
Powerful than a jail cell. It's more powerful than a greedy desire for money and riches, because it'll bring riches that are so far beyond money that money can't even buy.
Praise
and it
God.
Makes money so simple. Money don't even mean anything until you turn it into goods and services. And money is for giving, not for keeping. But the Bible tells you you ought to have a storehouse.
The more
He'll
you
bless
give,
your
the
storehouse.
More you receive.
Yeah.
So glory.
But we were far more content before we had money and before our debts were paid than we had ever been in our lives. And that's when our faith began to work and got us out of debt.
The truth. We got the truth before it manifested.
Yeah.
From having the truth.
Now, had we gotten the money beforehand, we'd have blown it just like we did everything else.
We'd have gone right
back. We'd have been deeper.
Yeah.
Instead of out.
We'd have made a down payment on something.
On something. <That's> there are the people truth. That'll ask God for seed. He gives them the seed and they buy tires with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that. But when you put His word first place and you realize,
praise
hey,
God.
The mystery of the will and no mystery, it's on the inside of me. All I need to do is by faith receive it and He'll walk me in it and He'll keep me in it and I'll be in it and
it'll work. You can't do that though without the word of God going in your eyes and in your ears. That's what produces all that. You can't have that peace and just walk in that blessing unless you get that word in you all the time.
You know, let's go over to the book of Matthew again. This is a good place for us to close this week. You remember we started with the 11th chapter where when Jesus said, I say unto you, every idle word men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you're justified, by your words you shall be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to try to change somebody else all the time. You change. When you change, you can put up with anybody else.
Amen.
They're not your problem. Now, go right over just a couple of pages to the 13th chapter and listen to what Jesus said. Verse 15, this people's heart is waxed gross and their ears are dull of hearing. Put a underline or something there. Their heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed.
Mm.
Now, that's what you were saying. They can't get in their eyes and it can't get in their ears. Therefore, their heart is sealed
that's
over.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, lest at any time.
Ooh, that's good. Any time.
When is any time?
Any time.
Brother, that's right now. Now, this is written in red. Do you understand? Jesus said this, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and should be converted. What does that mean? Change what
change.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
Change what the way you see things.
Mm-hmm.
Change the way you hear things.
Change
what you say. You let that yeah. word change you. Anytime you'll do that, I should, or the text says I will heal them.
Praise God.
But now, wait a minute. He didn't stop there. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Your ears, for they hear. Say it out loud. My eyes are blessed.
My eyes are blessed.
My ears are blessed.
My ears are blessed.
See what? Hear what? Okay, let's see what he was talking about, Gloria. Go to the 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, he's still talking about hearing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look how I did this to help me, because I when I was praying, I was receiving healing in my physical body at this time. I had been attacked in my body heavily. And I went to him and I said, Jesus, you said any time. Well, I'm doing it right now. Look, and he pointed this out to me. I took my pen from the word, the word of the kingdom. I drew a line up behind here because that's what he said. Anyone that hears the word of the kingdom. So I drew that line up there, lest at any time they should hear the word of the kingdom with their ears. And then I drew a line from the word up, they should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes. Then I drew a line up here and understand the word of the kingdom with their heart. And then let that word convert. Let them change the way they think, change what they see, change mm-hmm. what they hear, change what they say, change the way they act.
Right.
Anytime they'll just make the
Anytime.
Decision to do
yeah.
that's what he said.
That's right. Anytime.
I will heal him.
Glory to God. That's the truth.
And you know what happened?
Isn't
that
good?
He healed me. Praise well, God. I use that all the time. Yeah, if God's told you something to do, you don't have the money, seek first the kingdom of God, not the money. I was in Little Rock years and years ago, and the Lord's talking to me about doing things that I didn't know anybody that had money enough to do it. And he's talking to me about every available voice, radio, television, everything that would preach. Yeah, how you do this, dear Lord? And I'm laying across the bed. We were in a meeting there in Little Rock. I'm laying there across the bed and got, you know, 50, 60 people in the meeting. And I'm like, how you going to go on every gospel radio station in the North American continent with 50 people in your meeting? And I'm thinking, how in the world am I ever going to get money enough to do this? I'm willing to do it. And I agreed to do it. But now I'm in the place that the Apostle Paul was in that ship. He knew he was supposed to go to Rome.
Right.
The angel said, fear not, Paul. Fear not what? He wasn't afraid of that storm. He wasn't afraid of dying. He'd been dead once and been raised up. They stoned him. If you can't kill me stoning me, you ain't gonna kill me out here in this ship. I don't care if you do. I've already written to one church that I'd rather die than to stay. I welcome this. Dear God, it'll get me out of this whole mess. Far greater to be with Jesus.
Amen.
No, that wasn't what he's afraid of. He was afraid he was not going to fulfill what Jesus had said to him. You have witnessed in Jerusalem for me. Now you'll go to Rome. I'm going to die out here and not get done what I'm supposed to do. But the angel came in and said, no.
Fear not.
Don't be afraid. You are going to Rome. So he went out and repeated what Jesus had said. Cheer up, boys.
I've heard from God.
I've heard from God.
Hallelujah.
So fear stopped. Faith took the place.
Oh, that's good.
And the plan got bigger than the storm.
That's so good.
Now,
amen.
That's what happened to me that day in Little Rock. I'm just laying there on the bed. And I'm like, this is too huge. I know, well, we'll get it done, but how in the world am I ever going to do that? It ain't my plan. It ain't my calling to raise money. I wasn't thinking that, but that's true.
Yeah.
Not my plan to get the money. It's my plan to preach the word. That's all I'm called to do, is preach the word. I'm not called to gather up money. I'm called to preach and to give. So I'm still laying there, but I wasn't thinking that way. But the word of the Lord came to me, and it stirred me around just like it stirred Paul around in the belly of that ship. It stirred me around. He said, Kenna, don't seek ways to get the money in. Seek ways to get the word out.
Amen.
The money will respond.
Yeah.
The money will come in. Changed my concept 180 degrees. You don't get the money in to do the job. You do the job, the money will come in. If he tells me to do something and then I go borrow money from a sinner to do it, now I'm the servant of the sinner, not the servant of Jesus. So this concept then,
that's been a lot
right
of years
here,
ago, and it has fulfilled.
Now I had
year
to fight. I had
year.
To fight for that and keep my mind renewed to that,
yes,
because
right.
we didn't have
Stay
anything.
Stay on your faith.
We didn't have anything. We needed everything. When we got into this, I didn't even have any clothes. I had one suit and it had been altered so many times that it's funny looking. So. Because God took a bunch of weight off of me. And so, man, how are we going to do anything? Well, he had to begin to teach us and train us that he knows I have need of clothes. He knows I have need of these things. Don't even think. Quit trying to plan all that out and how you're going to get the money to that. You just begin to praise God and say, I'm your man. I'll do your plan.
Yep.
And I seek first the kingdom of God. And he starts adding the things. If the sinner adds the things, now I have to do with the things what he says do. If Jesus adds the things, now I do with the things what he says do. And he'll give the thing to me and he'll loan it to me. He won't loan me but a dab, and Jesus will give me more than I'm worth. Glory.
You had the boldness of faith to take the next step and then take the next
step. That's all we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it looked huge, It was huge in our eyes, but it's just a little step in his eyes. But the more we went, the bigger the steps. Well, I still had maintained that until our minds were totally renewed to this.
That's right.
To where you got to where you don't care. I've rolled all the care of the money over on him. I don't press people for it. They're not my source.
That's right.
Jesus is my source. Yes, Brother Copeland, but there are many sources. No, there may be a lot of different channels, but there's only one source. And he may do it different ways, but it ain't my business. He'll come by it honestly, so why do I want to question him about where he's going to get it? I don't care.
Amen.
And I was so tickled when I saw that old Western. I like Western movies, and I saw Tom Selleck in that movie, Monty Walsh, and Tom said, you just have no idea how much I don't care. I went straight up. I said, yeah, that's what I've been telling the devil.
I don't care.
I don't have a care. I've rolled all my cares over on Jesus, and every time the Satan starts pressuring me, you ain't going to be able to do this. What do I care whether I'm able to do it or not? Jesus wants this done, and I want it done. He'll take care of it.
That's right.
He's my caretaker.
He'll take care of it.
He'll take care of it.
I like that.
Amen. Isn't that good? You need to put that in your mouth. And it's 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10.
Yeah.
If you do that, it says he'll settle you, he'll perfect you, and he'll exalt you, and he'll strengthen you.
Glory to God.
So obviously, a care will weaken you, unsettle you, pull you down.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if casting the care over on him will settle you, exalt you in due time, strengthen you.
And he can do something about it.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you go in there and you settle all of that. And then when the care comes at you, you say, no, 1 Corinthians 10:3 gives me the mighty power to cast down every imagination and bring every thought into captivity. Now,
that was a major revelation for us.
And Phil Driscoll really helped me with that. You know, he got put into prison for something that wasn't even illegal. And they used it to condemn him in the eyes of a jury, and then they sent him to prison for a year. And he told me, he said, I learned in there that meant put that thought in prison. Put it in captivity.
Yeah.
Put it into prison. Good. He said, you judge yourself. Isn't that right? I said, yes, sir. Don't you judge your thoughts and imaginations? You're supposed to judge and think only on those things that are love, good report, and so forth, virtue, and so forth. Yeah. He said, when that thought comes back trying to give you that care, he said, I had to do this in prison. Because he said, if I hadn't, I knew I wasn't guilty of it. And what they did accuse me of eventually, he said, I had made that right long before this ever even came up. But he said, self-pity and all that come up and try to get on your mind. He said, no. I judge you, and I sentence you to life in prison. Don't you ever come to me again. And he said, sometime that thought, until you really get grounded in it, that thought comes back. Say it out loud. Who let you out? You get back in there where you belong. Oh, Gloria. That just strengthened that whole concept of your plan be done.
Yes, amen.
I don't have to make it happen. I just do
as
I'm told and instructed, and I work at it hard, and I enjoy it, and I get it done. And even the things that I'm tired and I'm weary, and I think, man, how am I going to do this? Don't start that. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and that's how you're going to do it.
Amen.
And then you get down here and you get in it, and you think, woo! Hallelujah is what I was born to do.
That's right.
And we're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come home to the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a partner meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. 1440 Student Ministries is available for ages 13 through 18, and the Super Kid Academy will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th in Fort Worth, Texas.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast because that's the way the Holy Spirit directed it. But now, let me remind you this before I read the scripture to you. At the Southwest Believers Convention here in Fort Worth, today is the day is Friday of the convention, and tomorrow is Healing School. Healing and Miracle Service. Get in there in the morning. If you have to get on an airplane right now and get there, I'm telling you, I know, I'm telling you, get in there. Like Gloria says, Jesus always comes to Healing School.
He always comes to
Healing School. I tell you, I've been healed in that Healing School over again. Glory to God. Now, in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, the Holy Spirit lets us understand here this basic fundamental principle. The flesh produces certain things. The spirit, the born-again human spirit, produces certain things. And he calls it fruit, which is good. That's what Jesus called it. Now, we know that the fruit of the Spirit is, of course, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But then he comes on to say that the fruit of the flesh, and he lists all of these different things and all, I mean, murder and all kinds of not good stuff. Now, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, such lack of the which I tell you before, also tell you in time past. You don't do that stuff.
That's right. Don't do
now,
it.
Now the sixth chapter. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word respond to him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap.
Praise
he that
God.
Sows to his flesh shall reap all of this other stuff over here. But if you'll sow to your spirit, if you give into the ministry of the teacher, it takes root. The word that you heard and taught takes root and becomes yours and produces in your life and your spirit. Pray about it and obey what God says. And we'll see you next time.
Be
Remember,
blessed.
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to kcm.org. Homecoming 2010 Southwest Believers Convention is going on all this week at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with their special guests for an exciting time in God's Word. Visit kcm.org for all the information on speaker schedules, music guests, children's services, and more.